Don't stop feasting on the flavor of urban conservative talk. Go to theexceptionalconservativeshow.com. There you can Facebook us, tweet us through Twitter, download our podcast and our mobile app. Listen, take us wherever you go. Welcome to the best in urban conservative talk, live from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. You're listening to the Exceptional Conservative Show with your host, Ken McClinton.
Buenas tardes, niños. This is Spanish with Señora Cabrera. Today we will learn how to say the Pledge of Allegiance in Spanish. In English, we say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, in Spanish, we say, Juro fidelidad a la bandera de los Estados Unidos de América y a la República que representa una nación bajo Dios, indivisible, con libertad y justicia para todos. Muy bien. Practice your Pledge of Allegiance, and the more you practice, the faster you will memorize. I'll see you later.
And I will see you now. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to the most influential urban conservative talk show in the world, the Exceptional Conservative Show, live from the nation's capital. We are not ashamed of the good news of conservatism, but it is power of liberation, first the Republican and then the Democrat. Yours truly at the helm, the exceptional one, Ken McClinton. I am joined by my fellow alum, of course, Holger Awakens in the chat role, and as well the underground professor, Yo Mama, in the chat role. I want to thank God for them and for their presence. But belying their significance is a greater significance, and those are the two ladies that join me every single night. Praise God. And they are Mrs. Biggs, of course, who's watching via live stream and you stream. Thank you so much. And the lovely and beautiful Mary Brockman, who is my bouncer. If you diss her, you diss me, and you will be dismissed. Ladies and gentlemen, I was given a note earlier today which motivated me to do tonight's show. And forgive me, I did a practice that I learned from Hold Your Awaken. Virtually to show up about 10 minutes before you start and then let the world know. But really, I think this is a little bit more intimate because I was propelled to do this show via Blog Talk Radio at the behest. My very good friend, the underground professor, Dr. Michael Jones. who asked me to stay with Blog Talk Radio until further notice. I will listen to my fellow brethren. For the time being, but that does not mean that I have not strayed away from the plantation. I am uniquely impressed with something else, and we will be going to that next week, in addition to what we'll be doing with Blog Talk Radio and live stream. I don't believe that we will continue with Ustream. I don't know. Ustream will be our backup. We'll see how it works. But in either case, we will be moving to filming directly on YouTube, streaming directly on YouTube. The audio is better now, Mary. Thank you. That's good to know. But I think they're going to be a backup. I think they're going to be the RG3 of radio performance for us, radio and television performance. RG3 found out today. Well, actually, you probably found out last weekend, if not before. Kirk Cousins will be the quarterback for the Washington Redskins for the upcoming season. So, Annie, love you. Glad that you're here. So I don't know how long RG3, Robert Griffin III, will be in Washington, D.C. There are signs that they are talking about trading them. I love RG3. I just wish they had an offensive line that would protect him. I really do. Apparently, he and Jay Gruden don't get along, at least on the same page regarding the offense. And apparently, the offensive line has a great strategy when they're playing in front of him. Allow the man in front of you to get to the quarterback. So he spent a great deal of time on his gluteus maximus here. Can you imagine if he became the backup out of Denver? I'm just throwing this out here. If Robert Griffin Jr. could become the backup to one of the great quarterbacks of all time, Peyton Manning. I mean, Peyton Manning can't feel anything in his fingers. He really can't. He's been throwing for the past 3 years. He has no feeling in his fingers whatsoever, which basically says that his game will improve. Does not qualify him to actually make it to the championship game any longer, but certainly his game will improve. And as you can tell, I'm excited about the football season to come. I'm in a fantasy league with Golf Dogs Ron. He allowed me back after I pumped him last year and crushed him the last year and became the champion last year after only being in the league 1 year. But obviously, I'm not the kind of individual that would just slum it around and, by golly, just allow people to know how great thou art. I'm not that kind of cocky, arrogant, self-centered individual when it comes to winning. Oh. I'm looking forward to fantasy football. I'm looking forward tonight to also talk to a vital conversational piece. fun weekend ahead. Thank you, Annie. So, for anyone else in the chat room who thinks I'm right on target that RG3 would be a great backup for Peyton Manning out in Denver, and we should get drafted to Denver, RG3, that way he will be out of Washington, number one. And trust me, I want RG3 to be here. I really do. I love RG3. Great Christian. And a great conservative. Very few people know that RG3 is a conservative, which is probably why most of the line will move out of the way and allow to be sacked here in Washington. I don't think that would go the same in Denver, maybe, or down in Dallas, Texas. Actually, if he would go to Dallas, that would be a great pickup for the Cowboys. We could get some picks out of him, although he would be in our league. I wouldn't want that. I would want him to be as far away on the West Coast, as possible, And Denver looks like a very good spot. Graphics out of possibly up for tight end, maybe the tight end that we need. I like that. I like that a whole lot. I do not want him in the NFC. Any play in the NFC is out of bounds. Out of bounds. Would love to take him as a back to Pittsburgh. That would be a good place. Extend his career, have a time or whatever. But I just really think that his season's coming. But Cousins is supposed to be our quarterback. I'm sorry, America, I wasn't boring to you, but I will pick up in the next quarter. Love football. I'm sorry. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. Apparently, we need to go out and buy a Kirk Cousins t-shirt because that would be the winning. And let's see if somehow, some way, that this football team will find a way to block Kirk Cousins in a way that they could not block for RG3. Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to talk with you tonight as I pick up where I was before I dropped off. There is a dangerous attitude in urban America, and I want to make it very plain to you. There are individuals that literally believe that if the government doesn't do it for us, nobody else ever will. Okay? That's just basically, and thank you, Deborah. Deborah's joining in via Facebook. She likes the football conversation. So I got to deal with this now. There's some women who like football, some women who don't. My bouncer is the one who doesn't. So, you know, that's how she gets a little priority in terms of that. But basically, they're individuals who literally believe that if it were not for the grace of the state, we could not achieve utter success. And I will talk with you tonight about really what I believe the Lord is opening up for us to do in urban America that neither man nor beast afoot could possibly do for us. And that's really to create a better production economy rather than a consumer economy. And let me just explain to you, I'm not looking at this as the aspect of a individual who, you know, pull your pants up by your belt and on your own. I'm talking about that. What I'm talking about is in desire for people to wait for jobs to be gained for them, and I'm going to tell you right here, right now, that our responsibility is not. I know this is a broach, but I gotta say, it is not government's responsibility. Jobs people are. It is our responsibility to create within our people a sense of and well-being and productivity in which they can sustain themselves. And so before we go, I want to leave you with Deuteronomy 8:18 real quick, and we're going to start there when we come back. But it is written, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day." Some of you all are sitting back and saying, I don't think you should do the American conservative exploration of the inspired word of God here on Tuesday night, Ken, with Janice all is coming on there. Don't trust me. We're not doing that. But we're going to look at the whole concept, the identity by which we make wealth. Making wealth requires us to do something that we haven't done for ourselves in a long time, and that's trust God to use the gifts that he's given us to achieve success. We'll be back with more of the best. Okay, I just want to let you all know that my days on Blog Talk Radio are going to be very few. I've hit button after button to play stuff, and it ain't man. And so I love you, Professor. I really do. And I know that I'm in the chat role, apparently, at Blog Talk Radio. That's supposed to bring me more people and stuff like that. I appreciate that. What about Kanye West throwing his hat into the Democrat press ring? Good luck with that. But I my days here are long over. This might be the day no more when it comes to this. We'll be back. We'll be back to give you more of the best in Urban Conservative Talk right after the... Oh my goodness, I tell you, this is just not professional. For tuning in tonight and listening to tell that you're getting a very good look here. Yeah. Not ready for prime time. That's what it looks like. There we go. Not ready for prime time, baby. That's a chop stuff that you're looking for right now. Good stuff, I tell you. Yeah. Adds a little crazy effect to all that. Doing this, you wouldn't. I wouldn't. I question my own mind whether I should be doing it all. Turn the volume completely down on that plane. It's gone. I can't hear talking to himself. I can't wait for this. Get Janice home tonight. I don't know. I saw that I'm fighting a good fight here in Washington, D.C. It has shaken. My daughter, if left, would have meant nothing to nobody. It would not have been making changes. This is a little girl, 27-year-old, died. Shanice Milton, some of you all can see it. You can't see it. I'm sorry. And I know she's not anybody else's baby. So she doesn't have to matter to you at all. See, life doesn't matter when it's not your baby, I guess. See, a Black Lives Matter person told me that today, that your daughter's death didn't matter to anybody. So, you know, I've been fighting a whole lot of stuff today, and this is just par for the course with everything else falling about here. But perseverance is what God wants. It builds maturity and character. And gray hair. But I know Black Lives Matter that she wasn't your baby. She wasn't a radical gay person. She wasn't an Obama voter. She wasn't somebody who was going to climb a pole and pull down a Confederate flag. Nah, she was a little bit more real than that. Yeah, I know. She's not going to be in your protest. You know, she's not going to climb on top of the podium and tell Bernie Sanders, the Colonel Sanders, that is, because you probably thought it was KFC when you climbed up there. you know, she doesn't matter. So it's amazing how Black Lives Matter people can tell you who and who doesn't matter. So her death didn't matter to anybody. So, you know, I've been fighting real hard here in Washington, D.C., to make certain that we get the city council to hold hearings on public safety. The fact that we have an 85% unresolved homicide rate should be shuddering to you, if not it was to me. I'm not fighting this just for my baby. I'm fighting this for all the other babies. The cameras go away, the bloggers go away, the reporters go away, and nobody covers it. And no one ever finds the killer. And so these people are limping through life trying to find the answers. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Black Lives Matter, for your encouragement today. I have some fingers I want to show you. Actually, I just want to show you two of them, but it would be inappropriate on this particular program to do that. So, you know, I started the, under the direction of the Lord, the Open Heart Closed Case campaign. We just got back this week from St. Louis. We've expanded to St. Louis, Ferguson. We've expanded to Baltimore. We went to Los Banos, California. We're going to be growing and reaching individuals to talk about unresolved homicides and missing persons like Relisha Rudd and exploited children like the ones that you find on some of the more adult-rated shows on HBO. And so we've been fighting this good fight. And we're ready to go to a break. So, we'll be back! Oh, I love this. Oh, this is so unnatural. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you back to the Exceptional Conservative Show live from the nation's capital. I'm your host, Ken McClinton. We're trying to get everything in an organized shape. It's amazing all the stuff that we can do, the little bit that we've been given. Amazing, simply amazing. Uh, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about something else real quick, because all the breaks and things, this has just been very nervy today. I'm getting used to this format. I hope you're getting used to this format. With all of the things that are going on with the format, things will improve over time, okay? But I want to speak to one particular thing. Tommy Fiorina is on my mind tonight. And I want to say to you, I know some of you might be thinking to yourselves, Ken, why are we talking about Carly Fiorina? She doesn't have a chance in heck of ever being president of the United States. Quite frankly, you know, she's virtually in last place. But I want to say this. I love me some Carly Fiorina. I know a lot of attention has been put on Donald Trump and so many others. That was water, right? Not the nightmare. but CNN has this debate coming up, and it's supposed to be September the 16th. Now, according to CNN, the CNN new debate, or whatever, however way they have this thing set up, the top 10 people will be the ones who actually be able to perform on the stage. And let me just say this real quick. Any format that can help us get Krispy Kreme off the platform talking about anything is worthy to me. Okay? And you know that there are some 18, 19 people running for office. And Carly Fiorina was in the B group for the last debate. She was with George Pataki, Annie, Senator, what's his name? Going to be a woman, but stuck being a man. and a few other people. Now, and Perry, who virtually is crashed and burned with his campaign, Bobby Jindal, who I really think is a first-tier candidate, he just isn't catching the win. I tell you, that first speech he gave nationally, where he was in Louisiana wearing the white outfit, or whatever. He just did a terrible job. People will never forget that. And it's hanging, it's really hanging on his head. People just don't see him as presidential. And so, well, CNN is holding the two events on September 16th. The top tier event will be at 9 o'clock. The bottom tier will be at 10 o'clock. Now, everyone's focused on the race between Jeb Bush and Donald Trump. And at least, let's look at it this way. It is the best rhino versus a rhino who is evolving into a conservative who goes back to being a rhino and then a progressive, depending on what time of day it is. And that's Donald Trump. And trust me, I love Donald Trump. I really do. I like what he's doing. But the whole caveat of taxes on investors just threw me. When I think conservative, I don't think of an individual raising taxes. I don't know. Maybe there are people in the chat room who see it that way. I don't see it that way. But Holder's gone? Oh, my goodness. Everyone's dumped me because I'm having problems tonight. That's okay. That's okay. Mary still loves me. Mary, Tommy, Susan, somebody else too. Mary and Annie still love me. So, literally, we have a situation where Carly Fiorina, great opportunity to come on into the first tier of the debate and hopefully stick to really conservative principles. I really would like to see her challenging Donald Trump. Someone is loyal. Thank you, Mary. Someone is loyal. oh man. This is probably one of the most uncomfortable performance sides I've ever had. This is like that really side that Viagra might work in your relationship. Sincerely, this is like one of those nights you just like go back into the bathroom, you look down and you say, okay, let's get in this game, man. Let's get in the game. Oh, man. But I would like to see Carly Fiorina. Let me press one of these buttons. I want to see if this stuff works. Because it doesn't seem to work. Nothing seems to work on this particular set at all. I'm a whole lot of money, though. I wonder why it doesn't work. Let's see this right here. No, none of that stuff works. So there you go. Let me go back to what I really want to talk about tonight. Getting caught. Getting caught is not deterrent. Getting the fullest extent of the law, serving the sentence fully is deterrent. We were talking earlier about my daughter, about the cold case, the open heart cold case campaign, and really, the whole concept. Individuals behind bars there, so that crimes like the one committed don't reoccur. You know, Mary, this is what I'm going to do. It's just not there tonight. Just really not there tonight. I've tried, and I really tried. Okay, and I apologize for those people who twirl. There's just some where things got to miss, where you find your very best, and it just doesn't show up. It doesn't. It looks very good professionally. It just doesn't look good, and it's been this way for the past couple of weeks. Trying ideas and activities is just not working. So this is what I'm going to do for you all tonight. We're going to close up early tonight. We'll close up shop. My whole concept and idea tomorrow is to come back much, much stronger, much, much better. I don't know if I'll be using the Blog Talk Radio format at all. Simply at all. It's just not there. It has become a deterrent to me, and I need to get rid of it. And so I want to thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. I apologize for the unprofessional, poor quality, and poor performance this particular evening. You deserve a whole lot better, and I'm going to give you that starting tomorrow night. Good night, and God bless. Remember, live bravely, don't die a coward. God bless America. Now America bless God.